I, the Church, am the true bride of the Most Exalted One.
I am blessed, exclaims the Church, who has truly betrothed me. I worship the true Bridegroom, who came down and betrothed me.
On that day he betrothed me, creation was astonished, for he made this poor girl rich. Oh, how he exalted me!
In the heights he established a bridal chamber for me, where I may rejoice with friends. I am blessed to confess him.
He took me from idols and revealed his mysteries to me. He said, I will be with you until the end of the world.
The Son of the King gave me all the riches that he brought, riches from his Father's house. Therefore I will worship him.
Woe to Satan who misleads and corrupts me with idols. Praise Jesus who redeemed me and who has made me worthy.
In baptism he clothed me with armor of the Spirit and placed his body and blood as the ring on my finger.
The groom resembles the sun, and the bride is like the day. The marriage feast resembles a tree which has great fragrance.
When I heard of his good news, my mind burned with love for him. Even before seeing him, I confessed him and was blessed.
I searched out the sea and land. No one told me where he was. I sought him in Bethlehem, but he had left for Egypt.
I went after him with joy, but when I came to Egypt, they told me that he left for Nazareth in Galilee.
I set out on a journey to find him in Nazareth. When I reached there, I was told he left for River Jordan.
I had no fear of the way, nor had I fear of robbers. I set out for the Jordan and searched for him in the crowd.
Exhausted, I slept a while. When I awoke, they told me, the bridegroom invites you to come for the great wedding feast.
I decided to go and seek my master at the feast. When I reached there, I was served the good wine that he had made.
The groom and his friends asked me, Holy One, whom do you seek? Your beloved is not here. He left for the wilderness.
The fragrant breath of his love illumined and gladdened me. I rushed to the wilderness and searched for him in the crowds.
I inclined my ear and heard a voice in the crowd saying, her beloved has been raised up on the tree on Golgotha.
Overcome with grief, I wept and ran to Zion for him. When I reached there, I was told he had been placed in a tomb.
Hearing this, I wept with pain and leaned my head on the tree. An angel appeared, saying, weep not, for Christ is risen.
I heard his voice and rejoiced, and my face became radiant. I embraced him and kissed him. Lovingly he spoke to me.
Come in peace, O Holy One, whom I betrothed on the cross. To my Father I ascend. He shall send you the Spirit.